General Fan Chenglong, Vice Chair of China's Central Military Commission, has taken time out to laud the contributions and sacrifices made by the United States and the American people during World War II.
You represented the American people to help us fight the war against the Japanese invasion, and I would like to convey through you our sincere gratitude to the American people for their immense support to China during the war 70 years ago.
Fan Chenglong's comments have been made as part of his current tour to the United States. As part of his trip, he's taken time out to meet directly with a surviving member of the U.S. military squadron known as the Flying Tigers. 91-year-old J.V. Vignette says he's amazed by the reverence people in China still have for his group's exploits during the war.
I further appreciate the fact that even today, the Chinese people remember us so well. And when I go to China, which I've been over 5 times and hope to be back next in September, I am amazed at the people who show interest in World War II and in what the Americans did for China in World War II. And that is the fact that I participated in the operation to help China was one of the big moments of my life. I'll never forget it.
The Flying Tigers was an American air squadron formed in 1941 to help Chinese forces fighting the Japanese during their invasion. Vignette and other American pilots were tasked with defending the so-called Burma Road, which ran from today's Myanmar into Vietnam with American supplies for Chinese troops. They have also been involved in flying the hump, which is a term the pilots used to refer to the treacherous flight over the Himalayas to transport military supplies from India to southwest China. During the meeting, General Fan Chenglong has also criticized the Japanese government over its irresponsible remarks and practices.
Shinzo Abe and the current Japanese government has never fully admitted to their war crimes like Germany has done. They deny the results of the Second World War, try to distort history, deny the history of comfort women, and continue to visit the Yashikuni Shrine. All these are firmly opposed by the Chinese people and all the people who oppose fascism around the world.
Meanwhile, Fan Chenglong has overseen the signing of documents creating a direct communications link between the armies of China and the United States. At the same time, the two sides have also committed to conduct land-based training exercises as early as next year. Fan Chenglong also says the Chinese side is preparing to sign off on a new amendment to a previous accord on how to deal with air-to-air encounters. Guan Youfei with China's Ministry of Defense says the new arrangement will reduce the risk of miscalculations or accidents when aircraft from the two countries are operating in close proximity.
The air-to-air annex needs further negotiations. Both sides are working in the hope of completing related negotiations before August. In this way, the two armies will be subscribing to a single rule and regulation, be it vertically or horizontally, and achieving total security.
Fan Chenglong is the most senior Chinese military leader to travel to Washington since President Xi Jinping took office in late 2012. His week-long trip has seen him make stops at the Boeing factory in Seattle, as well as U.S. military installations in California and Texas. For CRI, this is Chen Shanming.